This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Legit Security lands $40 million to lock down apps and dev environments. By Kyle Wiggers. Legit Security, a cybersecurity company developing a platform to identify app vulnerabilities from code, has raised $40 million in a Series B funding round led by CRV with participation from CyberStarts, Bessemer Venture Partners, and TCV. Co-founder and CEO Roni Fuchs says that the funds, which bring Legit's total raise to $77 million, will be used to expand Legit's sales, marketing, and R&D teams. Fuchs expects Legit's headcount to reach over 100 by the end of the year, up from 78 currently. Today, application security is a diverse industry with dozens of point solutions that have not yet consolidated into broader, more capable platforms, Fuchs told TechCrunch in an email interview. There are enormous opportunities to modernize app security and bring a broader platform to market to address these needs. Fuchs and Legit's two other co-founders, Liev Kespi and Lior Barak, all served together in the Cyber Warfare Division of the Israel Defense Forces, IDF. After leaving the IDF, the trio worked in cybersecurity at companies including Microsoft and Checkmarx, the app security testing firm. From their experiences in government and the private sector, Fuchs, Kespi, and Barak came to believe that traditional app security scanners have largely failed to help businesses understand risk, prioritize resources, and take action. Traditional scanners are highly technical, lack broader context, and provide focus on a very narrow section of overall application risk, Fuchs said. In addition, securing apps requires cooperation between security engineering and DevOps, which is very challenging to operationalize at scale and requires new solutions to help bridge the gap. So in 2020, Fuchs, Kespi, and Barak launched Legit, which delivers real-time visibility and security control across dev environments while providing a unified plane from which to orchestrate apps. Legit started as a platform to secure software supply chains, but today the service aggregates vulnerabilities from different sources, integrating with traditional app security tools and risk scoring their vulnerabilities alongside the native vulnerabilities found by Legit. Fuchs claims that Legit can secure the entire app dev environment from code to cloud by enforcing security policies in CI/CD pipelines, servers, and other infrastructure. Legit, he avers, is able to discover and map pre-production dev pipelines and third-party security tools automatically, including their dependencies, misconfigurations, and security vulnerabilities. Code scanning alone is insufficient for app security today. You need to also scan your dev pipelines for gaps and leaks, the infrastructure and systems within those pipelines, and the people and their security hygiene as they operate within it, Fuchs said. You need a unified plane to secure the overall environment, not just myopically on the code alone. And modern software supply chains are constantly changing, so the solution must have automated discovery and analysis and provide continuous assurance that software releases remain secure all the way from code creation to cloud deployment. To this end, Legit can also trace vulnerabilities found in cloud production environments back to the pipeline and source code where the vulnerability originated, and it can spotlight duplicate and redundant tools to reduce a company's waste, in theory helping to save costs. Legit is a part of an emerging category of security tools known as Application Security Posture Management, ASPM. Coined by Gartner earlier this year, ASPM helps to manage app risk by collecting, analyzing, and prioritizing security issues from across the software lifecycle. The demand for ASPM is growing. Gartner estimates that 40% of security teams will have an ASPM tool in 2026, up from just 5% today. But Legit isn't the only player in the nascent market. Asked about rivals, Fuchs says that he sees Apiro, Cycode, and Armor Code as Legit's closest competition. Appiro is especially well-funded. The startup last year raised $100 million from VC backers. But Fuchs believes that Legit is sufficiently differentiated and, perhaps more importantly, has early mover advantage. Legit's customers include Google, the New York Stock Exchange, Kraft Heinz, and Takeda Pharmaceuticals. And while Fuchs was loath to disclose Legit's annual recurring revenue, he revealed that the startup struck a $2.25 million customer deal this year. Legit's deal sizes in Q2 were averaging around $341,000. That's a good place to be, one might argue, in a fairly down period for cybersecurity startups. Crunchbase recently reported that cybersecurity startup mergers and acquisitions are on pace for the weakest year since 2017. The ASPM category is hot right now, and customer interest is increasing due to the combination of improved security and risk management and productivity and cost savings, Fuchs said. Legit's platform is differentiated from other ASPM vendors by the strength of its auto-discover correlation and analysis capabilities.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.